This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. On the cloud of sound,
I'm drifting the night. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we have a lot of moving parts. We have another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm not really sure. What, Chris? What? I know. I said another hour, Chris. Did I say final hour? I know it's two more hours. I said this is another hour, okay? Quit interrupting. I was about to make a really amazing point, and I forgot what it was. Anyway, sorry about Chris. Couple moving parts. We have actually a little bit of breaking news. I'll get to that in just a moment. We are not going to delay Medal of Honor Monday for this breaking news. Believe me, it's not so breaking that I have to break it to you before Medal of Honor Monday. All right, we're going to do Medal of Honor Monday, then we're going to break that. And then, of course, we're going to make fun of Serena Williams, talk about communists, diversity hire, had another screw up, what is extreme, that and a lot more. But first, every Monday. Every single Monday at this time we do this, we simply read a Medal of Honor citation. There's nothing special about it. Well, I mean, it's special about what these guys did. There's nothing special about doing this. These are all free. Every Medal of Honor that's ever been earned, their citation is online. You can sort them online by conflict, by branch of the military. You can go read all of them right now if you have a cell phone in your hands with internet access. We hold up all the rotten people, all the filth in our society. It's always constantly held up as being what we're supposed to be. And so that's what so many people try to be now. Remember, culture is not complicated. It's simply what your society incentivizes versus what it incentivizes or disincentivizes. I'll tell you, like the Serena Williams thing, a little preview, she's playing victim again. How could you play victim when you've accomplished so much? You have such an incredible life and yet still wants to be a victim. Well, why is that? Well, that's what our society incentivizes. People who want to be victims now. We don't incentivize these people at all. And the only way we're going to do that is if we remember them and their deeds. So this one was sent by email. Remember, we take emails to the show, including Medal of Honor suggestions, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Medal of Honor Monday. Kentucky kid born in a place with 500 or so in a western Kentucky coal field, not even 20 years old, and that actually gives away what he did, so I'm going to wait on that. And without further ado, let us honor a man who fought for this country in Vietnam.
Ready, aim, fire.
Honoring those who went above and beyond, it's Medal of Honor Monday.
David Paul Nash, he was a private first class, U.S. Army. December 29th, 1968, Dinh Thang Province, Republic of Vietnam. For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty, PFC Nash distinguished himself while serving as a grenadier with Company B in Giao Duc District when an ambush patrol, of which he was a member, suddenly came under intense attack before reaching its destination. He was the first to return the enemy fire. Taking an exposed location, PFC Nash suppressed the hostile fusillade, with a rapid series of rounds from his grenade launcher, enabling artillery fire to be adjusted on the enemy. After the foe had been routed, his small element continued to ambush the site, where he established position with three fellow soldiers on a narrow dike. Shortly past midnight, while PFC Nash and a comrade kept watch and two other men took their turn sleeping, an enemy grenade wounded two soldiers in the adjacent position. Seconds later, PFC Nash saw another grenade land only a few feet from his own position. Although he could have escaped harm by rolling down the other side of the dike, he shouted a warning to his comrades and leaped upon the lethal explosive. Absorbing the blast with his body, He saved the lives of three men in the area at the sacrifice of his life. By his gallantry, at the cost of his life, and in the highest traditions of the military service, PFC Nash has reflected great credit upon himself, his unit, and the U.S. Army. Rest in peace, my friend. All right, back to business here. We'll get to some calls in a little while, but I have so much to get to. It's going to be a little bit. We do have a little bit of breaking news. Again, nothing major, but even still, look, it's my job as a journalist to break this to you.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
Gascon. He's the DA in L.A. You know how L.A. has been overrun with crime. Well, he's another one of these district attorneys who George Soros, foreign-born George Soros, he eyeballed this DA and identified him as someone who would willingly turn violent criminals back loose on the streets. Gascon got elected because of all the Soros money, and he promptly started turning violent criminals back loose on the streets. Surprise, surprise, those violent criminals turned back loose on the streets, went out and committed more acts of violence, so on and so forth. L.A. has followed the same path every other city with a George Soros prosecutor has gone. And he was so unpopular, supposedly, that he was up for recall in L.A. Recall just failed. Now, I responded by saying, get out. Some people responded to that, understandably, by saying, no, Jesse, you don't understand what happened in L.A. We had this guy in this position, and he cheated, and this guy got kicked out of Seattle for cheating, but he come in and helped him cheat, and they cheated. No, Jesse, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. I understand perfectly well. You don't understand. These cities are beyond salvage. Beyond salvage. It only goes down from here. Time after time after time after time, these cities are presented with the option to reverse course in the face of this horrible communist destruction. And time after time after time, they either choose not to, or it's too crooked to change it. I talked about this in New York endlessly after Bill de Blasio was gone. Everyone hated de Blasio, and he enabled the Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and the city was run over with crime, and this sucks, de Blasio sucks, I hate de Blasio. And what did the voters do? What did the voters do the second they had another option? Who's the Democrat? Let's get another Democrat, Bob. And the city's still overrun with crime. Same thing in Los Angeles. And I hope people don't think I take pleasure in that. I think that sucks. I'll tell you what, I've had a blast in L.A. a bunch. New York, as you well know, maybe my favorite city in the country. I love Miami. I've had a lot of fun in Miami. I love these places. Well, Miami's actually heading a different direction, but L.A., New York, Chicago. Look, I know it sucks. I love these cities. I think big cities, unlike most people on the right, I don't think they're all awful and you should run away from them just to get to the country. I only say this to you so you can have some level of protection. I love cities. I think they're an important part of what makes a country. When you identify a country, you often identify its biggest cities as what you know that country for. When people picture America, they picture LA. They picture New York. They do. You don't have to love that, but they do. It's an important part of the country. I'm not celebrating this. I'm telling you, get out. Get yourself and your family to a place where you have some level of protection. And I understand fully if you can't because of a job or can't because of family. I get that, man. Life happens. I get it. Look, I have times now where I want to move. And I'm in a good place, but I have times where I think about moving. I want to get to the mountain somewhere or something. So I get it if you can't. I do. Man, if you can, get out. I'm going to finish my thought on that. And then remember how we've talked about communists being robots before? I have another good example of that. I'll expand on that in a moment. But let's talk about something good. My old man always told me there are three things you never, ever, ever, ever go cheap on. Ever. Your bed, your tires, anything that goes on your feet. You spend a third of your life in bed. The life of everyone in your car depends on those tires being good tires. And your feet are your everything. Your absolute everything. Do you know in Russia, the Spetsnaz, their special operations group guys, they have a basic doctrine. If you guys do a parachute landing and someone's foot or leg is broken, they just shoot him and keep moving because he's useless now. He's gone. Your feet are your everything. MyPillow has incredible slippers, slides, and sandals now, and you can get them as low as $29.98. You buy one pair of my slippers from MyPillow, you'll never take them off. I know, because my wife never does. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. I know you like comfy stuff for your feet, so do I. It's right there for the taking at a great price. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I am going to get to the 1 year of Afghanistan here in 10 minutes from now. I'll end up taking calls later, but I got a bunch of other stuff to get to. I forgot what a special treat I just gave the simulcast people, Chris. You see, I forget that you can watch me do the show sometimes. They have this big fat camera in front of me, but I forget because it's up there on the wall. I was just stretching as the segment started, and then as part of my stretch, I kind of bent my elbows up and put my fist behind my head. They just got to see the guns right there on camera, Chris. I hope you paid for those tickets to the gun show, everyone watching on the simulcast. Remember, if you want to watch me on the simulcast, look, maybe I'll flex again. I can't guarantee it. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse. Now, communists being robots. This is what I mean. It really does help me. It'll help you understand why they react the way they react. Let's deal with the person first, a communist. A communist is always, without question, there are no exceptions to this, a communist is miserable. He's a miserable, bitter human being. That's why all the different Democrat groups, what are they? They're all just grievance groups, right? Women, black people, abortion, climate change. It's all endless this. So you're already dealing with a bitter person. But more than that, you're dealing with a human being, not that doesn't think, that's a given, doesn't want to think. You underestimate how many people really don't want to think at all. They just don't want to take the time. Maybe they're lazy. Maybe they're too stupid. That's part of it too. They just want you to tell them, hey, what do I think about this? What do I say about this? And that's why whenever you've had an argument, either in person or online with the communist, it degenerates into what? It degenerates into outright lies. Outright lies is a great, look, that's a great question. Outright lies is a great one. They use it all the time. They're doing it right now with the Inflation Reduction Act, which we'll get to in a moment. Outright, it's either outright lies or they'll change the subject. You say to them something to the effect of, I mean, I don't think the DOJ should be weaponized. Well, what about Trump? What? You changed the subject. What are we talking about? Or name calling. There's only three things they do. They lie, they change the subject, or they'll name call. Hey, man, I think we should secure the border. Okay, Nazi. Why do they do that? Because they've been programmed by the hive mind. You think You don't just listen. I'm not naive. You don't just listen to this show during the day. Look, maybe it's the only show you listen to, but you are reading other things. Maybe you're combing through things on social media. Maybe you're watching a news channel. Why, though? Why don't you just show up here for 3 hours and I'll just tell you everything you should think about everything? Because that's not how your mind works, and it shouldn't. Go think for yourself. They don't want that. They don't do that. Remember, we've already talked in the show about the system, how the system comes up with one message. They go up to the hive mind and they're programmed, which is actually wildly entertaining now that I've pointed that out to you and now that you know that. It's very entertaining when you catch one, maybe you do this in your personal life, when you catch one outside of their programming. They walk up to the hive mind, they plug in a cord, and they get, here's two or three talking points, go. But you will see them short out like a robot if you accidentally get outside of those. For instance, here's Corinne Diversity Hire, who went and sat down with John Carl, another card-carrying communist. Listen to what happened. She thought because it's John Carl, she was going to get nothing but softballs. So Corinne Diversity Hire walked up to the hive mind, plugged in her card, cord, beep, 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 beep. She got all uploaded, right? Okay, software is ready for John Carl, except he went outside of her programming and she shorts out.
But let me ask you, it's called the Inflation Reduction Act. But the Congressional Budget Act Office, which is nonpartisan, said that there would be a negligible impact on inflation this year and barely impact inflation at all next year. I mean, isn't it almost Orwellian? How can you call it Inflation Reduction Act when the nonpartisan experts say it's not going to?
So I appreciate that. I appreciate the question. We've actually addressed this, the CBO. It was the top line number. There's more in there that shows that it will have the money from. Remember how we're doing this, too. It's making sure that billionaires in corporate America are paying their fair share, making sure that it's that the tax code is a little bit more fair. And so when you do that, when you put it in its totality, you will see that it will bring down, lower the deficit, which will help fight inflation.
She had no idea. She had no idea. She had to go to billionaires. as if even if that's true and you're collecting more taxes, as if that has anything to do with inflation. Tax revenue and inflation don't have anything to do with each other. But what happened? He went outside of her programming, which is weird for John Carl. He normally stays right within her programming. Look, Diversity Hire's had a rough time because she simply doesn't have the ability to lie quickly like Jen Psaki does. That's why Diversity Hire's are generally a bad idea. All right. Look, one more thing back on the cities, going back to what I was talking about, because I do need to address a couple things here. I have another update, which I'm going to get to in a second, about Trump and the search warrant and things like that. And I need to talk about, and we still need to make fun of Serena Williams and talk about Afghanistan. So I just need to do this one more thing about the cities. When I tell you to move out of these blue areas and these blue cities because they're gone and they can't be saved, I will inevitably get people, and it's almost always friends of mine, and I appreciate that. I'm not mad. Well, they'll say to me, why would I leave? We have to fight for all of it. We have to take it all. No, I'm not gonna quit. I won't quit. Okay. What do you think a strategic withdrawal is? What do you think? A better word for it, what do you think a tactical retreat is? It's what virtually every commander of any military unit has been taught since the dawn of man. If you're in a place with all of your men and you can't properly defend it against what's coming at you, you seek out a different place that will give you the option to defend it. The 300 Spartans, it was more than that, but the 300 Spartans at Thermopylae facing the giant Persian hordes. Why did they back up into that skinny mountain pass? What are they doing just giving the rest of it to the Persians? Are they weak and scared? I would have fought for every inch. No, they picked the place they could strategically defend smartly so they weren't all wiped out. Well, immediately. You do the same. All right. Afghanistan, Serena Williams, and breaking news. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I may end up having no staff by the end of the show because I'm ready to fire everybody. You're not going to believe this. And I'll get to the breaking news in Afghanistan, Serena Williams, and stuff like that in a second. Oh, and by the way, if you want to email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. On Friday, MyPillow reached out to us. And the guys love it when MyPillow reaches out because MyPillow stuff, it really is freaking incredible. I mean, their pillows and their sheets, they just have great stuff. Everyone knows it. They have great stuff. I've been telling you about MyPillow for a long time. And they reached out because MyPillow has that deal I told you about earlier on the show with slippers and sandals and all these things. And they asked me, hey, let us know if you and you guys want any of these things, let us know. Now, I already have a house full of my slippers and stuff, but decided I wanted some, and I thought Michael and Chris would probably like to try them too. Now, keep in mind, this is while we're live on the show on Friday. Live on the show. So that's Friday evening. I send the email to Chris, and I tell him, hey, let me know whatever you idiots want, and I'll make sure MyPillow gets it for us because they're awesome about that. Oh, okay. Nothing on Friday night. Okay, all right. I'm waiting to send this back. I'm trying to be polite. Saturday comes along. Nothing. Sunday comes along. Nothing. Finally, I wake up on Monday. I still have this email from MyPillow. They're offering me some stuff. I wait actually until noon today. And I say, okay, I guess Chris and Michael don't want any MyPillow stuff. And I fire off an email. Guess what email I just got during the commercial break just now? I kid you not. It is a list from Chris and Michael about the things they would like from MyPillow. You know what? The answer's no, Chris. The answer's no. Okay? You guys go pay for it yourself. What? I do not have to allow 2 to 3 days for processing. My goodness. And of you of all people, everyone thought you'd dive on something free. It's free. For once, you don't have to pay. You know what? We're moving on. We have a little bit more breaking news.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
DOJ opposes the new media request to unseal Trump's search affidavit and calls it a roadmap to criminal investigation. Now, I'm not going to bore you with a bunch of details here. Here's what you should know. A lot of people, Trump included, the media actually included, many conservative websites, they're asking the Department of Justice, I would love the search affidavit. I mean, because they released the warrant and it was so vague, it offered nothing. It didn't offer anyone any clarification. It was so general, it looked like just what it was, a massive fishing expedition into Trump, which is wrong. It's a violation of his rights. It's wrong. So in an effort to get further clarification on why did you send 30 federal agents into the president's home?
They asked for the search affidavit. Department of Justice said, no, sorry, can't do it. That has to be secret. This goes back to what we've talked about so many times. When corrupt systems get this bad throughout history, corrupt governments, corrupt systems, they lose all the trust of the people. And as soon as you lose the people's trust as a government, the clock is ticking. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be 6 months or a year. I'm not even going to say it's going to be 5 years, 10 years. But eventually, if the people do not trust the government, they will throw the whole thing out. They will simply cast it all off. There has to be trust there. So if you're part of the government, if you're part of the system, if you're part of the DOJ, and you've lost the trust of the public, which you most definitely have, your goal in life should not be to cover your rear end. Your goal should be to earn that trust back at all costs. The only way you scumbags will ever earn that trust back is if you open everything. And yet, they're doing the same thing every corrupt regime in the history of mankind has done. They're turtling up and they're tripling down on everything that cost them the trust to begin with. You cannot censor your way back into having trust. You cannot shame people. You can't even arrest enough people in order to get people to have trust in your institutions. You sit down, you hold yourself accountable, and there is no third way. There's not. You open the books, open yourself. You are publicly accountable to the people. Haul the bad actors in, lock them up, fire them all. That's how you begin to earn trust back. You don't raid the home of the former president of the United States of America and then get tight-lipped when people ask why. I mean, are you trying to blow the powder keg?
It's an extraordinary warning. The FBI, joined by the Department of Homeland Security, issuing a stark bulletin to state, local, and tribal law enforcement right across the country, warning of, quote, an unprecedented increase in threats and acts of violence directed against FBI personnel and other government officials.
What do you think's going to happen? Man, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. How many guys out there have nothing to lose, feel like they've been poked in the ribs too many times, and they're going to do something awful that they shouldn't do? Don't do it if you're listening to my voice and thinking about it, that they shouldn't do. But man, it only takes one. It only takes one with the talent and commitment, and a bunch of innocent people are going to get hurt. The only way we can stop that as you continue to push us to the brink is to back off. You, government, have to back off. You have to. There's no other way. You can't continue to give the entire population the double middle finger. You can't. And please, as long as we're on the subject, please stop policing our rhetoric while you're raiding homes.
Outlets have been mostly saying search.
Yeah.
However, pro-Trump media says raid. They say assault. They say attack. Tell us about the language being used here, the choices being
I think it's obviously intentional that they want to portray this as an assault on the president or the former president. And I think that the rhetoric that is actually on the right, Brian, is not necessarily coming through in mainstream coverage.
Okay, hold on. Let's unpack that for a minute. So you mean that when we're talking, the New York Times or CNN or ABC, when we are covering criticism from the right, we're doing what wrong?
But that's the problem. It's not criticism from the right. They're not criticizing the FBI. They're aiming to malign the FBI. They're assaulting the character of the FBI. And I don't think that the fervor on the right really has shined through in news coverage. It just feels like we're almost ignoring or just hoping that you can ignore some of the rhetoric from these MAGA media stars.
Man, I'm so sorry about that rhetoric. This Nazi white supremacist is so sorry about that. The rhetoric has made you look bad. I've been called a Nazi for 4, 5, 6 years. White supremacist, what do they call me now? A Christian nationalist or Christo nationalist? And you're worried about my rhetoric? All right. I'm going to take some calls. 877-377-4373. We're going to joke about Serena Williams. We're going to talk about Afghanistan. We're going to get to some emails. That's the plan. But first, you're going to go buy some gold right now. And you're going to buy some gold not only because of this financial disaster I think is coming
set that aside. Let's say it doesn't come. And I hope I'm way wrong. Gosh, I really hope I'm wrong. Let's say it doesn't come. Maybe we'll be fine. Maybe we're about to pop out of this. I mean, I don't think so, but how cool would it be when you're dead and gone to leave something like gold coins to your kids? Wouldn't that be a freaking cool thing? Remember, this isn't a bag of chips. They're gold coins. There's no expiration date. Your great-grandkids one day could hold up the coins you got from Oxford Gold Group. Or your great-grandkids one day might have to spend them to stay alive. How about that for a legacy, huh? 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. What a thing to leave behind. 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and believe me, I am aware that it is the one-year anniversary of Afghanistan falling. I've avoided it. I'll hit it about 10 minutes from now. I've avoided it because last time I talked about that, I ended up getting upset. And you don't know, I don't like to get upset because then it gets you upset. I've always hated that about conservative talk radio, is that when you listen to the shows, by the time you're done, you feel like crap. So I'd feel like, so often I'd get done with the show and I was smarter, right? I was more educated, but I just kind of felt like crap. And I've never wanted to do that show. I just like to have fun, try to make your day a little better. So I don't like to yell and scream, and I've done it on occasion, and I don't like to do that. So I've avoided the Afghanistan thing. Look, everyone knows the best way to handle your problems is avoid talking about them. That's a fact. Remember that, kids. Just, yeah, it's exactly right, Chris. Bottle it all up. There's no way that ends badly. Just shove it all down there. Keep cramming it in, and you'll be fine in the end. All right. 877-377-4373. Quick email here. Jesse, wanted to thank you for talking about ESG scores. So many conservatives I talk to have no idea what ESG is and how insidious it truly is. The company where I work is now deeply entrenched in it, hence one of the reasons why I'm working my way out of corporate America. I've been cognizant of ESG for a while now, but I do a quick internet search with any restaurant, store, and company I shop at thanks to you. We've cut off these commies monetarily. I'm currently looking to switch to Pure Talk. Good for you. God bless you and all you do. Says her, I can say her name. Her name is Kristen. By the way, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly when you switch to Pure Talk. You get a month for free. That's one. Two, I understand that being a frontline warrior for the cause of saving your country is a gigantic pain in the butt. I understand that because I find it to be a gigantic pain in the butt. So I know what you go through. Don't you remember the days? Seems like it was like, oh, I don't know, yesterday, when you didn't have to look up every single movie you went to, including kids' movie, to make sure there weren't lesbians making out. That was like yesterday, right? Don't you remember when you could just go to your bank and maybe your investment guy and just trust that they're being good stewards with your money? Where you could go get anything. I mean, you could go to the Target, right? Go to a big box store and get 8,000 rolls of toilet paper for 55 cents. The days of us leaving the home or staying in home and shopping on the internet, the days of us spending money without looking into where we're spending it first, they have to stop. And I'm guilty too still. You know, I'm trying. I'm trying every day to be better and better and better about cutting this off and cutting this off and seeking alternatives. And when I find alternatives, I try to tell you the alternatives. I know it sucks and it's a pain and it's hard. I just want to go to the mall and buy my kids a book bag for school. I know. We have to be better. We have to be better. We have to put our money where our morals are. And look, you want the easiest way? She just pointed out the easiest way. We talk about it all the time on the show and we always will. ESG. You're going out to buy your kids a binder for back to school? Look up the store where you're going and ESG. If you're buying any kind of especially a big ticket item, a car, a generator, anything like that, look up the company that's selling it and look up the brand you're buying and look up ESG. If the company where you're spending money or purchasing services has an ESG page of any kind, You need to cut that business off monetarily. These businesses must all be bankrupted and run out of society. ESG is the corporate government partnership put there to install communism in every part of this society. And they do so with the knowledge government will protect them for being an aid to them. We have to cut them off monetarily. We can't cut off the government. You can't stop paying your taxes, or otherwise they're going to come throw you in jail. But we can cut off Disney, right? We can't cut off Disney. Look up the company where you're going to spend your money and look up ESG. All right? All right. 877-377-4373. Oh, and one more thing. I talk about get out of the cities, and I should have talked about this then, but I'm going to talk about it now. Maybe you can't. Or even if you can, don't think there are zero criminals wherever you're going. Do you have something physically on you right now? As we speak, do you have something within arm's reach that will stop a violent person who wants to murder you or hurt you badly? Be honest. You don't have to be honest with me. Be honest with yourself. Okay, you do? Good, good. Does your daughter? Where's she at? What state's she in? She right by you for you to protect? Your son? Does your mom live alone? Your dad? Go to hero2020.com and get a hero gun. It's a non-lethal gun, so whoever you're getting it for has no excuses. No excuse. It's just, it shoots pepper balls. Believe me, it'll stop somebody in their tracks. Has a laser sight. Mom has bad eyesight. I don't care. Point and squeeze. Mom will hit them. Trust me. This thing's won awards. It saved lives of my listeners. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Go to hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount, all right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Still have to get to Serena, and I have to get to Afghanistan in 5 minutes. You know what? Let's talk to Brody real quick first. 877-377-4373. Brody, Atlanta, go.
Hey, Shogun. I was wondering how long it's going to be before America and the American flag as domestic white supremacist symbols. Oh, and I accidentally
hung up on him there when he was making another point. He asked, his phone cut out a little bit, how long it's going to be before they make the American flag a symbol, you know, of white supremacy and an extremist symbol. It is funny you brought that up, Brody. That reminds me about this.
And I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, explicatives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this.
The Democrats had to be shamed into flying an American flag at their own convention. I know because it's radio, people think that I have to try to be over the top or something like that. I've never found that to be appealing to me, so I've never done it. Believe me when I tell you, these people are anti-American. And don't make the mistake of saying they're un-American. They are not. They are actively trying to wreck the place. I know this. You know how I know this? Well, it's funny you brought this up. Did I ever tell you the New York Times came after me one time? This is long before I became a huge media celebrity, Chris. Long before that, the New York Times decided they were going to blast me. Here was the deal. I was in Arizona. I'd gotten out of the Marines. I wanted to keep working construction. My folks had started a construction company, and they moved it from Montana to Arizona because we did underground construction. The ground's always frozen in Montana. So I end up in Arizona. And I'm living down there, and I decide I'm going to run for Congress. You know most of this story already. So I dive in, and I start running for Congress. And this is the Tea Party year. This is the year of the Tea Party. My district was originally really blue, and then they thought, oh, I don't know. We might have a chance. It's a Tea Party year, so it started to drift more and more purplish, and I was catching some steam, especially after I won the primary. I was catching some steam, and I know you're going to find this shocking. I was a bit on the right. A bit far right, and I would get really fired up. I'm sure they're still online somewhere. I would get really fired up when I'd get up and give speeches, and they tended to be fire and brimstone type things like that. And I just kind of got myself all worked up about it. And I don't know where I learned that, by the way. I never had any speech classes or anything. I was just kind of all fired up at the time. Well, when it looked like my race might be winnable, the New York Times, of course, did what they did, and they sent out their henchmen to go trash any potential Tea Party candidate. And the New York Times sent a reporter down to spend the day with me while I was knocking on doors. You know what he discovered? I'll tell you in a moment.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.